WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The possibility of impeaching Janet Protasiewicz appears to be back on the table. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells Wisconsin Eye he's consulting with a group of former state Supreme Court justices. They're looking into lawmakers' options if the new justice doesn't recuse herself from cases involving Wisconsin's legislative maps.
I asked former members of the court to do a review and an analysis of the process and what would actually occur as to whether or not what she's doing would rise to the level of possible impeachment or at least an investigation.
Who are you consulting with?
I'm going to keep their names out of the media.
Voss was walking back impeachment talks yesterday, but now his own maps bill is a non-starter with Governor Evers. Young voters are expected to exert a lot of influence in swing states in next year's presidential election. That's why Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning at the University of Wisconsin in Madison soon. More from Alex Gonzalez.
At the Alliance for Youth Action, Dakota Hall says younger voters want what he calls transformational change and won't be satisfied unless there are what he describes as sweeping changes relating to democracy.
These are folks who went to high school and witnessed nothing but on news coverage on their different social media feeds of Trump, of like dysfunction, of government shutdowns, and then a global pandemic, right? And so they've seen the worst of what this country can be, and I think they want to push us forward.
For more progressive young voters, nearly 2 in 3 see safeguarding abortion access as a top priority. Those who identify as more conservative see bringing inflation under control as their top issue. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice went to lawmakers today to ask the Joint Finance Committee to sign off on $2.3 million in settlements. The money would come from a number of companies for violations of environmental and consumer protection laws. The biggest is $940,000 settlement with Didion Milling and Didion Ethanol in Cambria for breaking pollution laws. The Joint Finance Committee approved those settlements unanimously. The nation's agriculture secretary was in Wisconsin today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Tom Vilsack is visiting an organic farm in Waukesha County. The trip marks 1 year since the first project was chosen for the Agriculture Department's Climate Smart Commodities Grant Program. It's an effort to invest more than $3 billion in climate-friendly farming practices around the country. The USDA says it will cut carbon dioxide emissions by more than 60 million tons over the next 5 years. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Reports of people falling in Wisconsin are on the rise. The Department of Health Services says ambulance calls for falls have gone up about 10,000 a year from 2019 to last year. Falls account for 18% of EMS calls in Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that deer season begins this weekend with the opening of archery and crossbow seasons. The two seasons run through either January 7th or January 31st, depending on the county, and all harvested deer must be registered by 5 p.m. the day after the deer is recovered. The DNR is also reminding hunters to practice proper safety, like wearing safety harnesses in tree stands and using a haul line to bring unloaded weapons to the stand. A Superior, Wisconsin man has been given the maximum sentence after being convicted of murdering and dismembering another man. According to a Northern News Now report, 37-year-old Jacob Johnson was sentenced to 40 years in prison this week for second-degree intentional murder and second-degree unintentional murder for the death of Ricky Balsimo. The sentencing judge found the dismemberment and concealment of Balsimo's body was sufficient to sentence beyond the normal 26 to 36 years guidelines. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers and the Marlins series continues. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night at AmFam Field, the Brewers and the Marlins. Bottom of the fourth, and Josh Donaldson at the plate as the Brewers' designated hitter. Valley Sports, Wisconsin.
First pitch to Donaldson. He is a high fly, deep left field. Back goes De La Cruz. Bye-bye baseball. Josh Donaldson brings it here at American Family Field, and the Brewers have a 2-1 lead.
The Brewers win 3-1 over Miami. Donaldson is 37 years old and has been in the majors since 2010, signed by Milwaukee after being released by the Yankees. He talked about his homer to deep left field.
As a DH, I kind of get to sit back and kind of see what's really going on, and he was starting to lay in some of those off-speed pitches for strikes. You know, I was able to kind of take advantage of one.
Game 3 of the 4-game series is tonight at 6:40. Former Brewers manager David Stern Burns is headed to New York to become the president of baseball operations for the Mets. College football, Luke Fickell preparing to host Georgia Southern 11 a.m. this Saturday morning at Camp Randall after the Badgers lost last week on the road to Washington State.
What's difficult about, you know, when you get punched in the gut, what's difficult about actually losing is, can you be as constructive on yourself because you have some of those feelings of not obviously coming out on top and having a victory. So that's a challenge to us that we're hopefully going to embrace.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Falcons in Atlanta Sunday. After practice today, Matt LaFleur asked if he saw Aaron Rodgers' injury on Monday Night Football.
I did. I shot him a text. You know, I feel for him. Never want to see anybody go through that. I think anytime you have a player of his caliber not playing the game of football, it's bad for our game. I know I've got so much respect for him. I've said it a million times, just how tough he is, the competitor he is. And I knew when he went down, back down to the ground, it had to have been something serious because I've seen him play through so much.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Hour two, happy hour, rolling into a dime. Did I mention I'm doing 3 hours of live radio today? Sticking around and filling in for our colleague, Maggie Dawn, who has a big speech to give tomorrow morning in D.C. So, you know, we're filling in as capably. I'm filling in as capably as I can. You know, if only I had some debating partners, a guy like Dan O'Donnell. One last note. I was just thinking to myself during that commercial breakdown. For those that are joining late, where you been? But I called into Righty Whitey Talk Radio today, and I had a debate, air quoting that, because, you know, he set all the parameters. I get a minute, he gets a minute. I get 30 seconds, he gets to cut me off. You know, that's the way a radio debate works. At the end, when you are the moderator and the debater, you have more control than the other participant of the debate. But I still felt like, you know, I had been challenged. I had the cojones to go out there and have this competition of wit, of fact, perhaps, with Dan O'Donnell. Well, the other note I'd make for Dan O'Donnell is, if you're looking for that interview that I reference, the Dale Schultz interview, you know, the twice elected Republican Senate Majority Leader who told us the maps were rigged and he was done defending the machinations of the Republicans. And he said a lot of other things, Dom. Like, you know, we started out with voter ID, and I thought it was a good idea, but we don't really have any evidence. And now this is just really a tax on the machinations of the vote. And did I mention he said because the Republicans are out of good ideas? Well, that was a decade ago, Dom, if you'll recall. Yeah. It was the first time I think that the national media took notice of this little radio product. I think it was MSNBC that featured us. Well, them and the federal courts. So, Dan, if you're looking for, you know, the citation I reference, go look in the federal voter ID trial and go look under Exhibit 1, interview of Dale Schultz by the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's us. And that's my citation of source, because Dale's the one that told us his team was cooking the books. And he was tired of being a part of it. And Dale stepped away from politics. And I talked to Dale at length today. And Dale, you know, he said, I got out before it got really nutty.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine?
I know, but here's the thing. Worse. As moderate as he seems now, I mean, he voted. He was a Republican Senate majority leader, twice elected here in the state of Wisconsin. And he voted, obviously, with a Republican 95, 96%. It's not like he was this, you know, huge independent voice. I mean, he was mainstream elected state senator leader. That was Dale Schultz. And they ran him out on a rail.
They did. A little too truthy about his own party. Called him out on their shenanigans, on their malarkey, Dom.
Isn't it? Can we just expect that? I mean, that's what I expect, Rudy. You know what I mean? That's why I do this show. We have people call in. We meet all sorts of fun people. And sometimes you got to call them out. I'm just, you know, if you're going to play games, you got to get called out on it. And he called him out on it. And so they decided to, you know, push him out of the Republican Party. It wasn't mega enough. He did. He got out before it got loon back crazy.
But, you know, to his credit, he got out with his soul. And I don't have to agree with you to like you or to be your friend. I'd like to consider Dale Schultz my friend. I hope he considers me the same. We don't have to see eye to eye on every political issue. But the really important things that matter in this world, things like character and not screwing the other team. Dale and I can see eye to eye on issues like that because we believe in small d democracy. Because we're in it for a fair fight. And I got to tell you, Dom, I kind of thought, like, you know, I was momentarily encouraged. Like, maybe we're turning for the better. Maybe the state's going to get a little better. No, it's a fight for our lives every freaking day out here on the airwaves, Dom.
What? That's an entirely different theme than you were shoveling yesterday, Crudy. What changed your mind?
Well, you know, the backsliding of Robin Voss, the clarity that the Iowa plan he would propose for the state of Wisconsin is really ill-fitting and still gives him way too much control over the outcomes. And, you know, I actually had a good time debating Dan O'Donnell for like 90 seconds, and you can debate us for like 90 seconds at 844. We will get to some callers this hour. 844-967-2789. But sometimes I think I just care too much. I love this state too much, and I'm sick of seeing it wrecked. You know, I'd like to go on vacation once a
week. What's your biggest weakness? I care too much.
I'd like to be able to just go out for a couple of party shows with you, my college roommate. You know, you and I are going on to have a good time, right?
Yes.
I'm packing my bags. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just thinking, yes, I love this great state of Wisconsin. And they make me hate them because I see their intent because I'm not naive and you cannot defend the rigged maps here in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh,
I defy
you to do it. They absolutely do, man. Cause they don't think like that, man. It's about getting the power, hanging on to power as tight as you can, as long as you can, and make them pry it out of your cold, dead political hands.
Dom, I could not defend the redistricting maps in Illinois because they're indefensible. And Republicans should not try to defend the gerrymandered maps here in the state of Wisconsin. But if you want to try, 844-967-2789. Now, CJ, were you listening on Righty Whitey Talk Radio when Crudy called in this morning?
No, I probably was listening to Earl.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. I agree with most everything Dan says because, you know, you guys bought all these radio stations up north and stuff. This is like Wisconsin Electoral College, and you guys are getting ready to destroy that, too.
And, well, there is no Electoral College here except through the presidential.
Their vote won't matter up north when your party gets done with it. It'll be like flyover country when your party gets done with the Electoral College for the entire United States.
Well, let me ask you a question, CJ, and I'd like to keep it on track here. So I'm going to follow your rabbit. I'm going to follow you down this rabbit hole. The Electoral College you speak of tends to actually support the Republican Party because the Republicans tend to be a more rural party. But rural does not mean majority. Rural in this case often means less people over a larger geographic area, right? So Republicans cover a larger geographic area, But if you'll remember, in most of the statewide elections, CJ, we win. I'll give him a little more ramble time. Go ahead, CJ. You're back on the air.
Okay. Is my mic back on?
Yes. So momentarily.
I don't get the 60 seconds like
that. Well, stay on track. I hit the post.
And you were so forthcoming with your answer, I bet. Were you in radio before? You didn't have the balls to tell him, hey, this is Mike.
Oh, yes.
I don't believe
I'm quite afraid of
to respond.
Dan O'Donnell and I know each other, man. If he's not smart enough and sharp enough to recognize my voice as a guy who we've had many interpersonal conversations. CJ, it might shock you to know, I used to think of Dan O'Donnell as a friend.
Well, I guess I don't know.
It might shock you worse to know that Vicky still considers us friends. Vicky McKenna.
The guy is amazing with the facts.
Is he?
Really?
Or does he just shape the facts to his point of view?
So what you're saying, Cootie, what you're saying is that you want more representatives in Milwaukee and Dane County. Is that right? That's what your map wants.
Well, that would be reflective of the population demographics of Wisconsin. We have an increasing population in Dane County.
Madison, Dane County, and Milwaukee County. That's where you want more representatives and less out of rural Wisconsin.
I'm going to respond for a minute here, CG. Actually, what I would say is I want fair maps. I want a fair fight. What I want are 50-50-ish districts when that's possible. I want representation of both Democrats and Republicans because I think it's good for democracy. You know, I went to Dale Schultz's office back in 2002. I was pretty liberal then. Dale Schultz was still a Republican then. And I went to him and I made a plea on behalf of my kid who had autism. And I said, Dale, I want you to consider supporting this autism mandate that's coming before you. It's going to come up in the budget because, you know, they killed it on the other side. And you know what? Back in those days, I used to trust a Republican to do the right thing, CJ, by the maps, by the people of the state of Wisconsin, just because he had an R behind his name didn't make him a bad human being. But what we have now, this partisan divide, this is not coming from me, CJ. I am still sticking my hand out here and trying to reach out to Republicans of conscience that will admit facts. And one of the facts is this map is rigged, man. Let's try the fair maps. Okay, I'll give you 30 more seconds, CJ.
Well, I want fair maps too. But the way you guys describe it, you want percentages. It's like equality and equity.
No, I want contiguous.
And you interrupted me, so I get the time back.
Okay, man. 10, 15 more seconds. Uninterrupted. Go ahead.
No, I'm serious. I want fair maps too. But
good. I just want. I'm cutting you off there, CJ. I'm taking charge of this. You want fair maps, but what? I want fair maps. Period, man. And don't be telling me what we want. You want this, or you want this, and equity and equality, whatever, whatever. Listen, man. Fair maps. We want fair maps. Crudy said 50-50 if he can get it closer than we got them now. That's what we want, CJ. Come on.
I can't believe we wasted the airwaves once again with CJ because he can't stay. He can't hit the post. He can't stay on track much, but we'll keep trying. If you can do better than this fine panel, try it once. Find a radio station and go buy it, right, CJ? 844-967-2789.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh, yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about five minutes.
It was like a week. Everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 42 tonight under clear skies, southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 78 tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Overcast skies. Temperatures near average Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 62.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Loving your calls at 844-967-2789. Or just go get the Civic Media app. You can click on the station of your choice. You can hit the button to text or call. It's super cool. Civicmedia.us.
I'm reading the text line right now, Tom. Here are a few. You guys always sound super sexy. Thank you. That is a keen observation. Here's another one. Dumbass Dan versus Matt Flynn debate. That says Kurt. Kurt. What? I can't debate Dumbass Dan? Sorry, I feel a little neglected by that text.
Well, I mean, you're not an attorney, are you, right?
I am not.
Are you an attorney? Are you a judge?
No, I'm.
No.
No, no.
I judge, Dan. I do judge.
I judge myself to be the better man in nearly every way. Why does Clay think Tree should vote? I think this is from Dana from La Crosse, the implication being rural districts, more trees than people.
Well, you see all the red. Don't you love it when you see the block red instead of the dots? It's all, look at all, it's all red up there. Yeah, there's 4,000 people in that county. It's just ridiculous.
You must be talking about Pepin County where Durand is. That's where L.A. Tom's originally from. Do you know that? The smallest county in the state of Wisconsin. Do you know, I would debate demographics. I would debate you in a box. I would debate you on Fox.
Would you debate me in your socks?
If I wore any. I'm actually wearing socks today, so I would debate you in my socks. If you want to debate, join us. Bring it. It's already been brought in. 844-967-2789. I got a new topic soon. But Dave from Mequon, he's been patient. Welcome, Dave. You're a reasonable, often conservative-leaning guy. Do you want to have a little debate, Dave?
Well, I actually, you know what? I was impressed with your conversation with Dan. I almost felt like you were in a suit and tie this morning.
Not true. Not true.
Anyway, no, I thought it was a good banter between the two of you, to be honest with you. Obviously, yeah, we want fair maps. And I do remember when Dan did point out was that when Governor Evers, brought up the whole Iowa situation and now Voss is kind of bringing it up. Yeah, there's some hypocrisy on both sides. But at the end of the day, could the maps be drawn a little better? Probably. But let's be honest, depending on the state you live in, whatever it is, people in Illinois, it's obviously with the exception of Chicago, is overwhelmingly Republican, but it's run over just because the size of Chicago is just
sure
so overpowering that, you know, that they're kind of like lost in the weeds.
And therefore they do perhaps not quite as partisan, but they're trying. But the Democrats that have power right down there do the same damn thing to the Republicans. You know what, Dave? I don't think it's fair there or in Maryland or in any other state.
Or New York. I don't disagree with you guys.
You know what? 63% of Wisconsinites agree on this topic. This is not, should not be a partisan issue. This isn't something we should be arguing with CJ about.
Well, but I got a question though, Dave. I'm coming from your position. Sure. Let's assume you agree with us that, as you mentioned, it could probably be drawn more fairly. Then what do you say to people like CJ? What do you say to people like Speaker Robin Voss, who says, "Oh no, these are great, no problem, totally constitutional"? How do you respond as someone who thinks that perhaps they should be more fair?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's the whole tricky part. I mean, you know, who draws up the maps? Obviously, there's always going
to be a little bias. How does Dave respond, Dave? How do you respond to what do you say to Robin Voss?
You know, I'd say, listen, you know what? Look at this. You know, why is this particular section over here? Why is that encompassing this area? Why is it not in this area or something? You know,
what I'm hearing, Dave,
lines back and forth. Yep.
What I'm hearing is Dave likes it because his team is currently in the advantageous position. So while you might say, Robin, shame.
Well, there is no question. There is no question.
With a twinkle in your eye and a dimple flashing, you would give him a little swat on the back of the wrist and say, you know, you shouldn't do that. But Dave, you can understand from the legislative minority point of view, from the Democrats' point of view, we see a blue election and we see that we're in a third. We hold a third of the seats, and you cannot tell me all the Democrats are packed into a third of Wisconsin only. And I know that plays on Scott Walker's Twitter stream and Dan O'Donnell's morning talkathon. Right. But Dave, the reality is that it's about a 50-40, well, it can't be 50-45, but maybe 55-45. I'll even give the Republicans the benefit of a more geographically diverse population. They live in more parts of the state. You know, a 5-point district I can live with. A 12-point red district where no one ever loses and Robin Voss is speaker forever, dude. There's a reason why he's the longest-serving speaker in Wisconsin history. Because he cheated. Because it's rigged.
I will say this: if you guys remember, you know, Jim Mott used to represent my district. He doesn't anymore. He got beat by a Democrat. So there's definitely some shifting going on in the wild counties. No question.
Yeah, they stack them in. Pack them into certain counties and crack the other ones.
Maybe. I agree with Dave though. I think we're seeing demographic shifts in the wild counties, Dave. I think we're seeing it might not be dramatic. It's not like suddenly Waukesha is blue. But Waukesha is much more blue than it was. And when you look at Brookfield and some of the suburban areas, they're turning much more blue. Yeah. So the Dan Canodal race, I realize Germantown and the two of the three districts were red. But the one district that Dan Canodal now represents, the Assembly District, that's blue, Whitefish Bay, I mean, come on, it's stronger. Well, no offense to the candidate on behalf of the Dems, but Dave, you'd have voted for Dominic, wouldn't you? If you'd have had a vote in the special, Dom's way more reasonable than Canodal.
You had to give me a beer too.
You got to drink them, Dave. If I give them to you, we toast when we drink. When we toast, we toast when we drink. Thanks for the call, man.
You know, I got another hour of radio. There's no toasting or drinking going on here. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A convicted killer on the run since escaping from a Pennsylvania prison nearly 2 weeks ago is now back in custody.
Danilo Cavalcante was taken by surprise. Tactical teams surrounded him, and when he realized it, Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens of Pennsylvania State Police said Cavalcante tried to crawl away while holding a rifle.
One of the Customs and Border Control teams, BORTAC, had a dog with them. They released the dog.
Cavalcante was taken into custody in baggy pants, brown boots, and a Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt. Authorities said the community can finally return to normal while Cavalcante resumes serving a life sentence for murder. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney announcing he's not running for re-election in 2024. The 76-year-old Utah senator says it's time for a new generation of leaders. Family members and attorneys for detained American journalist Evan Gershkovich filed a petition today calling on UN member states to condemn his imprisonment by Russia. He was arrested in April on espionage charges. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Charges have been filed against a Burnett County man accused of fatally shooting his stepbrother. Ashton Heyer of Siren was charged with first-degree reckless homicide, a firearm possession charge, and three counts of bail jumping. The criminal complaint alleges Heyer and his stepbrother were arguing over a chainsaw on September 1st when the shooting occurred. He told authorities his stepbrother came after him with a baseball bat and he acted in self-defense, firing a warning shot first before firing a second shot, then called 911. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced today he has created a panel to investigate the criteria for impeachment as Republicans take steps towards an unprecedented impeachment of new Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. The impeachment criteria panel will be made up of three former Wisconsin Supreme Court judges, but Speaker Voss declined to name them and says he won't until their work is complete. He expects the panel to complete the work over the next few weeks. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's the Wednesday Happier Happy Hour. Rolling through it, taking sexy on the road the rest of the week. This little party show is going to Wausau tomorrow. We're going to have Katie Rosenberg. We're going to have the mayor there. We've got Kyle Kilborn. He is a congressional candidate. Going to run against Toxic Tom Tiffany. He's got to win the primary first. He is a Democrat. And Friday, Dom. We're Oktoberfesting up in Chippewa Falls. You know, this is not the official Oktoberfest. That will be September 29th in La Crosse.
Yeah.
We're going to party like rock stars that day. But we'll do a little warm-up. You allowed
back in that town, Crudy, after your history there, man?
You know, I've tried to take down all the pictures at the courthouse and the post office, so I think I'm okay.
All right.
I've got special dispensation for 24 hours only for Oktoberfest 2023. The Fall in Love Tour, Dom. The Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Dom and crew going on the road. Starts tomorrow. So please keep it locked right here. I am going to provide bonus coverage for one more evening. Tonight, I'm doing the Maggie Dawn Show, and I got a fine guest booked at 6:30, about an hour from now. She is Liza Hellenbrand. She is the host of the Empowered Caregiver Show. And if you would wonder what sort of crazy woman would marry this dude,
yeah,
the aforementioned Mrs. Crudy, my fine guest at 6:30, but we're going to keep it serious. We're going to talk about the caregiver crisis. Her show, The Empowered Caregiver, goes off on the Civic Media Network at 7 o'clock, but you can be part of this debate. And I got a debate for you, Dom, on what I perceive to be a sexy topic. A sexy debate, if you will. We promised, I teased it. So here it is. And I don't think we've ever broached this topic on the Devil's Advocate Show before. Maybe that one time I found your videos in the basement, but here is a question being posed at Politico at this moment. So what if a candidate live streamed sex acts with her husband? Now, this is a specific circumstance. There is a Democratic legislative candidate in the state of Virginia who has been credibly accused by the Washington Post of performing sex acts for tips on some website called Cherry Bait. Are you familiar, Dom? You
got any I there? Am not. No,
something like OnlyFans, I would assume, right? Susanna Gibson, a Democratic nominee for a competitive seat in the Virginia House of Delegates, toppled a previously untouched political taboo this week. We love toppling taboos, don't we, Dom? When the Washington Post fairly reported that she and her husband had performed sex acts on an online forum known as Chatterbait. Okay. Careful how you chatterbait there, Dom. When the couple had, 5,700 followers, and they solicited tips, air quotes, for performing requested moves.
Interactive. Nice.
That's going to cost a little extra.
Yeah, of course, man. Nothing's free.
A little something for the effort. Ass grass or cash. Nobody writes for free. Now, politicians have long transgressed polite society's sexual boundaries. Members of Congress always seem to be getting busted for hiring prostitutes. A number of members have been convicted for having sex with underage pages. And in the 1980s, one lawmaker, Rep. Barney Frank, now I interviewed him once, Dom, lived with a male escort who he said ran his prostitution service out of Frank's apartment. I didn't know that was going to be a problem.
Spreading the love.
In the 1990s, Congress could have passed for a swingers club as a passel of high-ranking members, including Bob Barr, Dan Burton, Robert Livingston, Newt Gingrich, Henry Hyde, and Pete Domenici engaged in sexual affairs. And of course, in 1998, Slick Willie, President Bill Clinton, collapsed the day's existing moral standards when he did the same thing with an intern inside the White House. So here's my question of you, Dom, and the audience. I ask you as well. Should this candidate withdraw? Is a Democratic candidate? She's running for the House of Delegates in Virginia, competitive district, Richmond area, my understanding. She is a professional woman. She's a physician's assistant by trade, PA, and she's got a little sidelight, her and her husband. They do a little sexy viewing, apparently, for private shows. Now, here's the interesting part, Tom, before you answer. She is playing the victim here of sorts. She is claiming that effectively she's being attacked. Let me read a little further down from the body of the political reporting. But rather than skulking away in shame and dropping out of the race, Gibson has gone on the offensive, protesting the air quotes leak of the sex performance and prospecting previously undiscovered legal territory by calling the distribution of the videos an illegal invasion of her privacy and a sex crime against her. A little bit more. And what Gibson and her lawyer lack in legal acumen, they make up for it in moxie. When you live stream sex acts on a site where you have 5,700 followers and it doesn't require a password, can you convince a judge and jury that your expectations of privacy have been violated? Likewise, her lawyer's idea that it violates Virginia's revenge porn law is a stretch. The live stream of her having sex with her husband were made with her consent for an established audience. The fact that somebody recorded her performance that she already shared with her Chatterbait audience, fine, Dom at Chatterbait, and that somebody then shared them with a Republican who then shared them with the Post, hardly qualifies as harassment. Maybe copyright laws were violated here, but revenge porn? Question mark? Nah. What may be more likely is that she and her team are trying to fill the air with legal chaff that will help keep her campaign alive. So I ask you, Dominic, and I've traveled with you a few times. Oh, one other thought. You know, I was looking for that rhyme. I will debate you in a box. I will debate you on Fox. Jeff suggested, I will debate you in only socks. And I would suggest perhaps only one sock, only one Bird sock necessary. You know, a long tube sock, but.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not wearing a footie.
Red hot chili peppers sock.
Yes. Anthony Kiedis style.
Let's throw some red hot chili peppers on the way out. Okay. Where to start?
Where to start, Dom? Do some unpacking. You're a guy that loves nudity.
I mean, yes. So what? You know, and these are American, when we talk about, you know, these politicians, well, these are American politicians, and America is very uptight about sex for some reason. Obviously, everyone has it. There's porn all over.
Well, not everybody has it.
Well,
most that's why there's porn all over, because not everyone's capable.
Maybe. So the ones watching it aren't getting it and they're mad about it.
There's some truth in that statement.
Number one, should she stop? Should she, you know, not pursue her campaign? Absolutely. Keep going, man. So what? You had sex with your husband. So what? That's legal. There's nothing illegal about that. If you have beer with your husband, is that a problem? No, that's legal. If you have people watching you drink a beer, I mean, some people are into some weird stuff. So what? So what? Maybe take a picture of your feet, put them up. Can you get a few dollars for that? So no, I mean, is it what?
Is this not below the standard we would set for our electeds? Should we not hold them to a higher?
Right, you're joking.
No,
you're
joking. Not only some.
Only joking. Only what electeds? What? What are you talking about, man? People have sex, really, really good and influential.
But not everybody does it on camera for public dissemination and raises money on it while running for office.
Explain to me why that would be disqualifying in any way, shape, or form.
Because I think it would make it hard for her to get elected. I think there are enough Puritans in
for the people,
the electorate, you know,
whether or not they want to elect her, man.
Yeah,
but that's up to them. Why should she step out, man?
Because these legislative majorities matter, dude. And if you put up a weak candidate who's running a porn site on OnlyFans, that diminishes.
It's her own site. It's Chatterbait. It's not OnlyFans. And if they don't like it, someone else could run against her. That's why we do this, man.
Well, I'll let you draw the distinction between the many sites you're a member of.
I am not. Although I'm not have to look into it now. But no, absolutely. Is it disqualifying? No. No. Live your best life, man. Are you kidding me? But you're having consensual sex with your husband. So what? Okay. Well, you can. People are seeing it.
On camera for tips.
So what?
And? You're in the public image business. You're a politician. You're running for higher office.
Really?
Your moral standards, air quotes.
Tell me more about the moral standards. Donald Trump had sex with a porn star, right? Tell me more about the guy, Clinton and the intern.
Yeah, but she's running as a Democrat. We have moral standards.
What moral standard? What is immoral about having sex with your spouse?
Well, it does start when you get paid for that visual dissemination of that sex with spouse.
Apparently we have different morals. Why is getting paid for having sex with your spouse immoral?
And then one time I found the videotape downstairs. I did leave 50 cents on the cupboard.
No, you didn't. I looked. Why is that a moral? That's not a moral.
You're right. I did not leave 50 cents on the counter.
Explain to me. Explain it to me, man. It's, now, I get some. There's some tight people that are but just, oh, my God.
You don't want it explained. You're doing a Dan O'Donnell to me now. Stop treating me like CJ.
No, I want you to explain to me. What is it about having sex with your spouse and then having sex with your spouse on a camera, on a screen that other people can pay you to do different things? If you do what they ask you to do, they'll give you some money.
That starts sliding into horror territory, man. When somebody's paying you for sexual favors that you do for their gratification and they give you tips, tip or what?
So being a whore is immoral to you.
Well, both ways.
Male
whores as well.
Having sex with her husband. Can you be a whore having sex with your spouse?
Well, if you're getting paid for it. That's the delineating line. It's the payment for the sex.
You are a whore when you get paid to have sex with somebody else. You cannot be a whore to get paid to have sex with your husband or your wife, man. That's not a thing, man.
You guys don't have a jar next to the bed? You got to stick $2 in there? Yeah.
Only way I got to swear, man, when I listen to stuff like this. So if the Dems, you know, that she's run, if they got a problem with it, then run somebody else. If I were her, I'd stand up, be proud. So what? Let's get over this stuff, man. Sex is sex. We all have it, or we want to have it. And some people who are too mad about this are mad that they're not having enough. And hell, there's probably the Republicans that were watching it in the first place.
You understand, here in the state of Wisconsin, women are constrained by an 1849 anti-abortion law.
Yes.
So you're right. We are living in backwards times. We are living in the 1800s, at least the women here in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm not trying to constrain women. No, they should be as sexually liberated as you were in college, Dom. But let's hear what the audience has to say. 844-967-2789. Cam from Nina, join the great debate. Hey, I can give you like a minute. Hey, maybe Cam, 30 more seconds if you're really good.
I gotta say that I'm a little disappointed that even calling them, like, you guys are calling them whores. Like,
that was Crudy's
prostitutes.
Yes, that was Crudy, Cam. Not
either
dumb.
Either way. Not something for me to hate you guys. It's just, this is a moment for education. I see this stuff as something that, values and morals change over the years. Republicans end up trying to tell you what to do with your body, right? That's the whole thing for women, my body, my choice. But to rack on someone for doing stuff on Chatterbait, it's not revenge porn like she's saying either. But it is a copyright strike because it is getting redistributed when it's supposed to stay on the platform that she had it recorded on.
Okay, but you know that they're going to be featuring nude photos of her during campaign ads. They'll blur out the sexy parts, but you know this is going to be held against her in a political campaign.
Infringement? No, they won't.
Yeah, that's harassment, and it would get removed. They would be able to file for DMCA.
Well, that seems quite convoluted, but Cam. I did use the inappropriate word. I would consider the solicitation of tips for sexual things that you do for someone else's gratification, prostituting oneself.
Why isn't the husband the whore? You know what I mean? If he's there too,
he's the
man.
Gigolo. He's also getting paid. At least marital property, 50-50, one must assume.
we gotta split it, honey. That's the deal.
That's our deal.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
Devek.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local
local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 42. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 78. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 55. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures near average Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
When the fours come in.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. My last segment of the day, 844-967-2789. But stick around. You can get Crudy filling in for Maggie Dawn.
We will not be carrying this debate over into the Maggie Dawn show. Maggie'd kick my ass.
Just a little bit more here from the AP on this. Susanna Gibson, this is the person, a nurse practitioner, two children, running against a Republican businessman in one of a handful of highly competitive races that could determine the balance of power in the General Assembly. She'd been gaining support as an abortion rights candidate in the state that is increasingly rare abortion access in the South. Continuing, on Monday, the Post and the AP reported Gibson live-streamed videos on Chatterbait, as mentioned, a legal website where viewers can watch a live webcam performance featuring nudity and sexual activity. Gibson was mocked on X, formerly Twitter. But here's my point. State Senator L. Luis Lucas, a leading Democratic lawmaker in Virginia, quickly came to her defense, calling on voters to make this the biggest fundraising day of Gibson's campaign. Many women voters retweeted Lucas with a link to donate to Gibson's campaign. Anyone who looks at this knows it's a hit job, said Amanda Litton, a 45-year-old defense contractor who donated $25 to Gibson's campaign after reading about the videos. Linton said she plans to donate another $100 to the campaign, even though she can't vote for her because she lives outside the district. It's just nobody's business. She didn't break any laws by doing this. She had sex with her husband. I mean, my God. Lucas said she assumes the videos were leaked by a Republican looking to embarrass Gibson and hurt her campaign. Quote, they're looking for anything they can to find any candidate that they think might sway the voters. It all has to do with who is going to get control of the Senate and who's going to get control of the House. It's all about control. Like Janet Jackson said.
Jeff said, Crudy gives it away for free. She's just using what God gave her. Don't be jelly. At Crudy.
Again, it's not just her. The husband's here too. There's two people here, folks. It's, you know, if you're going to judge anyone, you got to judge both of them.
Well,
she's the one running for office, but whatever the husband does, should he not do that job anymore? Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Are you kidding me?
I wasn't going to acknowledge the fact that Jeff said she's very pretty. And then Jeff said, and her husband is pretty good looking too.
I'm just saying. Oh no, good looking people.
Naked or clothed.
Consensual sex on a webcam for tip money. Oh no, we can't have that with all the terrible things. Come on. What about 844-967-2789? Let's get to some of the callers. Mark from the
SAC. It's not the moral conflict of doing it, it's the monetizing it.
What?
Yes.
So you're fine with them doing it for purely voyeuristic reasons. That's fine. But you get one red cent and all of a sudden it's a problem. Really?
In my twisted logic, because she's running for a needed majority seat in Virginia.
And the Democrat supports her.
Yeah, but what may be cool in the Salvia swinging lifestyle is not the same as the morals of Virginia, dude. I'm telling you, it's a different district.
Are you sure about that? Because she's from Virginia, Crudy.
I know. It's more conservative.
That is some of the morals of Virginia. She's from Virginia. It's a battle state, man. It's close. It's as much relevant to the morals of Virginia as anybody who doesn't do it. It's there, man. It's everywhere. People have sex, not just for procreation, missionary style, Christians, Republican, white nationalists.
You take that back.
For pleasure and sometimes for tips.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And you know, I say go for it. What the hell? I mean, what makes you happy makes you happy. And let's face it. In fact, in Virginia, prior to the Civil War, there's probably plenty of members of the House of Delegates were all men at the time who were happily taking advantage of the property that they owned and did whatever they want with it. The property
right.
that they owned.
Terrible.
I mean, so the morality of condemning. And they look like a happy, good-looking couple, and I say, good for them. I mean, it's not hurting anybody else in this. And the fact of the matter is, I wonder how many of the Republicans, the tight-bottomed Republicans that are on the other side of the aisle there, that are busily boning their mistresses whatever chance they get, and the wife probably knows about it and just puts up with it because that's the way some of those people swing, that they just tolerate that stuff. I mean, that... It is just, and you brought up the members that were after, had their own peccadilloes before, prior to going after Bill Clinton. I mean, they're, you know, that.
I know, man. It's just.
We got to wrap this up, Mark. I got to clean this slate before we turn the page to the Maggie Dawn show. I'm sorry, man. 844-967-2789.
Come on. Who's Trump's guy? Get me Roger Stone. Roger Stone, right? He's an advisor to Trump, right? This guy was in orgies, had all sorts of weird stuff going on, and everyone's fine with Roger Stone.
No, I'm not really okay with Roger Stone either, but that's a different argument. Rico from Rock County.
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? You
pretty
really
good.
Got a good one going tonight, guys. You got a good one going tonight. Hey, Crudy, I caught you this morning by sheer happenstance. I didn't get the rules, but I already know them. The way the rules work is you get a minute, Dan gets a minute, you get your 30 seconds, he gets his 30 seconds, and if at that point Dan is winning the argument by any rate, then it goes on, and he will just play with you like a cat. But I noticed he let you go pretty quick. Well, you know, I find that kind of... That's the way it really works.
Rico, did you feel like I held my own in the 1-minute/30-second debate with Dan O'Donnell?
Yeah, I did, Crudy, and I'll tell you why. Because when you got your first minute, you did lay out a substantive argument for what you thought was your side of the issue. And then when Dan got his minute, he does typical Dan. All he does is rebut what you said and basically come across, well, who's Schultz? Oh, my guy's bigger than your guy's. I got the Supreme Court justices. But he never lays out any substantive argument to the validity of whatever his point may be, that the fact that the maps are fair in his opinion. He never goes to that part. He just tacked you. That's why you went first, Crudy. That's why you went first, so he could attack you. Now, I know this guy. I know what he's up to. He's a wily old snake, that Dan O'Donnell. Right after you got done, he went right into next segment was, guess why I'm racist? Hmm. Dan O'Donnell's famous weekly contest.
Wow.
Rico, I appreciate your call. Rico,
we got to get one more in here. Tammy from the aforementioned Virginia. Welcome, Tammy. What are your thoughts today?
Tammy. Lay it on us.
Hi.
Hey,
thanks
there.
So much, guys. I have been snickering all segment here. I'm a longtime listener since iHeartRadio days, and I have to tell you, I voted for Susanna Gibson in the primary this spring.
Excellent.
And would you change your vote? Did you know this was out there when you voted for her? And if you did or if you didn't, would it have changed your vote?
It would not have changed my vote. And I have not been hearing much here in Henrico about this. I only hear it because I listen to Civic Media.
Well, Tammy, it is out there in the Washington Post, and we find that to be a credible source. Thank you for listening. We are credible sources for your debate news. Stick around the Maggie Dawn Show with me and my fine guest, Liza Helen Brand at 6.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News.
App.